Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so pleased and blessed in the Spirit and privileged in the Spirit to be able to share these brief moments together to encourage and strengthen your faith. I've been sharing these last several days on the process of spiritual growth, how we develop from a child to an overcomer. We looked originally at a passage in Jeremiah, that first chapter, when God called Jeremiah, he said, "Hey, I've got a destiny for you." He says, "Oh, I can't do that. I'm a child." And the Lord said, "It's not going to be you. It's going to be me. Don't say it. You're a child. I will go with you and deliver you." And so God is telling us and encouraging you, brother and sister, that God has given you authority. He's given you power over demonic influence that would come against you, your loved ones, your family, whatever metron. If you're not familiar with that word, or whatever area of authority or influence you have personally in your family, in your home situation, on your work situation, your social situation, wherever God has placed you, you have a realm of authority, a metron of authority. Jesus tells us in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 19, he's making a declaration. He's getting their attention. He says, "Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and the physical and mental strength and ability," whoa, "over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you." King James says, "You shall tread on serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you." And then in verse 20, the word goes on to say, "Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Rejoice that your names are written or enrolled in heaven. What are subject to us? The spirits. And what are we to rejoice about? Rejoice that our names are written in the book of life, written in heaven. So, beloved, it is important, and some, perhaps this is a message that has been around for decades, the power and authority of the believer, but we always have new converts, new members, new babies in the body of Christ. And it's important everyone understands that in order to walk in the abundant life and in the victory that Jesus has promised us, we need to exercise that authority over demonic warfare, over demonic attacks, over satanic warfare that would come against us. So, beloved, you have God-given authority. And as the people of God, we need to start using our authority by speaking His word against the battles of our lives. Have you done that? You may have been praying to the Lord, "Lord, I need you to deliverance." But the Lord, many times we're praying and I'm a little quickened to take authority over the work of the enemy. Why? We've given powers, authority to bind and loose. We've given the keys to the kingdom. We've been given spiritual weaponry. We've given the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. We have to use those things. There's a time to cry out to the Lord, to pour out your heart before Him. But there also is a time, just as Jesus did when He was in temptation in the wilderness after that 40-day fast, He quoted the word of God. "It is written," beloved. That's where your authority comes. And I'd like to take just a little bit of a bunny trail, if you will, and There's good teaching out there on this, and I'm just going to take just sort of a summarization, if you will. But God has given us authority for our lives, our sphere of influence, the things that pertain to us. Once I heard a pastor, when I first came here to Idaho, I was looking for a local church to fellowship, and I understand it preaches really good, but the pastor was saying, "Come on, devil, come on, give me all you got." And it's like, oh, I don't know that I would do that. I'm saying that inside. Because, beloved, we have to understand very clearly that God is a God of authority. There may not be a full understanding of how his spiritual realm operates, but we know he's a God of order, that there are angelic orders of angels, even in the demonic realm. Satan's at the head of it. But, beloved, he has superior intelligence. He existed long before man. He was able to deceive Eve, and Adam fell and disobeyed because he was able to use guile. He was able to deceive. He was able to use lies to be able to have them forfeit their position, their heritage as the children of God. They relinquished their dominion. God had given Adam and Eve. He's never changed that. That's the metron, the ability he has given to man to have dominion and rule on the earth. And that has not changed. That is, I believe, these are my convictions I'm speaking. This is the authority, the realm that we have. I don't believe, I would not want to take on the Prince of Persia as an intercessor. Now, if you disagree, as I said, there's teaching out there. Years ago, I read a wonderful book by John Paul Jackson. He's with the Lord now on needless casualties of war. But just without going much further, let me just share some passages of Scripture. Zechariah, the 3rd chapter, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest. This is Zechariah is having this experience, this vision, standing, Joshua is there standing before the angel of the Lord. Scholars agree when it's ever the angel of the Lord, it refers to Jesus, not just an angel of the Lord, a messenger angel. And Satan was standing at his right hand to resist him or oppose him. And the Lord said unto Satan, "The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire," referring to Joshua. And the fact of the matter is, Jesus always said, "My Father is greater than I. I don't do anything except what the Father shows me." But as we read, even in the book of Peter, 2 Peter, he says, the Lord in chapter 2, verse 9, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly," in other words, especially those who walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they. You see that in our society today. Children are not respectful of parents. People can speak terribly about politicians and about those in authority over them and control. It says, "Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities, whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord." Think about that. So I'm just sharing Scripture with you. And also, let's look at the book of Jude. I'm saying that I'm trying to convince you and underline and emphasize to you the authority that you have for that, for your life, your dominion. God's given man dominion over the earth. We used to sing years ago, "Pulling down principalities and powers." Well, as I say, let's just hear what the Lord says in the word in the book of Jude. Jude is saying, "Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities of authority." And listen to this, "Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. He dare not bring against Satan, him, a railing accusation, but he said instead, 'The Lord rebuke you. And so, beloved, I do believe, as I said, even when Daniel was praying, his prayer was heard immediately, but that powerful angel Gabriel was being withstood by the prince of Persia, by the rulers, the principalities in power, the prince over Persia, and Michael had to be called in. So, beloved, I'm just simply saying that be very assured when he's given us power and authority, it relates to the area of dominion that we have. Be very assured you have that power and authority in your life. God does not want you to live under your circumstances. He's given you the power to rise above those circumstances and stand confident in the authority of his word. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, if ye abide in me, in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That word make means in part the act of producing. 2 Peter 1:2 states, this is the Amplified Translation, may grace, which is God's favor, and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Beloved, your authority comes through the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Let me quote again 2 Peter 1:3 from the Amplified, for his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite, essential, and necessary, and suited to life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory and excellence or virtue. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by, and with the Lord's help, we will conclude this on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray that you will catch a glimpse of that authority you have, and more importantly, that you will wield that to rebuke all forces of the enemy that would come against you, your family, and loved ones. And if you need help, because there is power in agreement, Jesus said, where two of you or three agree, then God will hear and answer prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Look forward to receiving your letter. I'm blessed by all the prayers and all the support that comes from the UCM partners. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.